I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got a Roy White NFL buy or sell.
Thank you very much, Sean. It's another edition of the NFL's buy or sell as we do it every week at this time here on 105.3 The Fan. We will start things off with a Cowboys-related buy or sell, as we tend to do. Obviously, we know the Cowboys are likely going to be without Sean Lee this weekend. So far this season, Cowboys 5-1 when he finishes a game, 0-3 when he doesn't.
Fish said he thinks it's going to be two games, and yesterday Jason Garrett said it could be a while.
Yes. So, are you buying or selling that the Cowboys win a game this season without Sean Lee in the lineup?
I'll buy it. They will beat the Chargers without Sean Lee because Tyron Smith, I am assuming, will be there. They will beat the Chargers at home without Sean Lee. I'll buy.
Agreed. I'll buy. I mean, you know, sooner or later, you're going to wind up winning a game if he's out long enough. I mean, sooner or later, it's just going to happen. You're going to fall into a win. So I'm going to buy that they will win. I do think it'll be the Charger game they win, obviously. Look, after they play the Eagles, they've got a manageable schedule that they can win games. So, to me, it's far more important to get Sean Lee healthy than it is to rush him back. So, I'm okay. Yes.
Are we not criticizing Sean Lee enough because of how much we appreciate him with the way that the defense drops off? Are we not focusing?
Criticizing him?
Yeah.
Do we need to criticize him? Yeah, for being injured? I have a hard time criticizing a guy who gives as much as he does when he's available. I have a hard time criticizing him for something he can't control.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't kill him. I mean, I'd rather have him give up.
We kill Miles Austin.
Well, again, I don't know that we should. I don't know that
you're
was the
original,
right thing to do.
You were the original Sean Lee killer in the station.
Yeah. Like, I get it. You know, like, he's always injured, and I got no use for guys that are injured. But I can't, like, it's not really his fault.
Like, even knowing what you know about Sean Lee, you'd still do that contract 10 times over, wouldn't you? From several years ago when he got a six-year, like, $60 million deal?
Yeah, I mean, the injuries are tough. I don't blame a guy for being injured, especially if he's a try-hard guy anyway. But like, Sean's a try-hard guy. Miles is a try-hard guy.
Why do we mock Chaz? Why do we always bust on Chaz for injuries?
Again, like,
because Chaz doesn't.
Because he also stinks.
He also stinks.
Yeah, but we didn't know that until he got torched.
Well,
selective in what injuries and what guys we criticize.
Look, I won't criticize a guy for injuries when, like, he's the only one worth a. He's the only one worth a D.
Yeah,
outside of DeMarcus Lawrence and David Irving, he's the only one that's worth a D.
I understand what you're saying, and we should. Like I have killed Sean Lee in the past for being this guy who can't stay healthy, but he is so good. And it does, every player does reach this point in their career if they're good. Even if they're on another team, if you hate the guy and you just can't stand him, you want to knock him through the TV screen, after he's in the league long enough, you lose that, and it's just like, you know, hat tip. That's what Sean Lee is. The guy, he's been in the league long enough, he's so good. Even though he's injury prone and he can't stay healthy, he's hat tip guy.
I'll buy a win without him against the Chargers.
Okay. RJ and Sean both buying that the Cowboys will pick up a win without Sean Lee in the lineup at some point this season. Next up on Buy or Sell. Right now in the NFC, the two teams occupying the wild card spot are 7-3 and 6-3 respectively. There are four teams at 5-4, including the Cowboys, the Falcons, the Lions, and the Packers. Are you buying or selling? A 9-win team gets into the playoffs from the NFC this season.
Just 9-7?
A 9-7 team. I guess a 9-win team. So they could go 9-6-1, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But a 9-win team gets into the playoffs this season.
I am going to sell that. I think it's 10-6, I think the Cowboys will get there to 10-6, and they'll be the sixth seed.
You think the Cowboys are going to end up 10-6?
I do. They'll lose to Philadelphia.
So they're going
to
be 5-5.
Uh-huh. And then they're going to beat Giants, Raiders, Chargers.
Redskins.
The Eagles will have nothing to play for at the very end. They'll beat them. They'll lose to Seattle.
What's your answer to this one, Roy? I'm not good at this type of math projection.
I think you should be selling on this one. Look, if the Seahawks and the Panthers, if either of them go 4-2 the rest of the way, you're not going to end up with a 9-win team. Even at that rate, the Falcons or Cowboys or Lions or Packers would have to go 4-2 over their 4-3 rather over their final seven to end up getting into the playoffs. I just don't see a team getting in with 9 wins this season the way that it's trending.
The Panthers will lose at minimum 3 games the rest of the way. Saints, Vikings, Falcons.
Yeah, the Panthers still have 3 games against their – I mean, they still have games against the Saints, like you said, the Vikings at the top of the division and the Falcons, but they also have games after a bye week against the Jets and against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So, and Green Bay.
Green Bay's
got no quarterback.
Yeah.
I'll just take your answer.
Okay. So both of you selling on them being a 9-win team in the NFC playoffs this season, which does not bode well for your Dallas Cowboys. Next up on Buy or Sell. Before the Giants lost to the 49ers on Sunday, reports out of New York said Ben McAdoo's job could be on the line with a loss. The Giants said this morning, however, he will not be fired, at least not yet. The same is now being said about Marvin Lewis and his nearly eliminated 3-6 Cincinnati Bengals. Are you buying or selling?
Who's saying that, by the way?
That was written in Cincinnati the day after they lost to the Titans and fell to 3-6, likely out of the playoff picture now for a team that a lot of people had high hopes for coming into the season. Are you buying or selling that both Ben McAdoo and Marvin Lewis are the hottest coaching seats in their respective conferences? So Ben McAdoo, the hottest coaching seat in the NFC?
Well, that's no doubt.
And Marvin Lewis, the hottest coaching seat in the AFC.
Ooh, no, I don't. I'm going to sell this. Marvin Lewis isn't even the hottest coaching seat in Ohio.
Oh, great one. Hugh Jackson. Great call.
Hugh Jackson.
Marvin Lewis has, I think, I'm starting to believe he has a, what's it called? Something that can't be penetrated, like,
force field?
Yeah, Teflon.
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 Yeah.
He's got a Teflon, if I'm using the right term, relationship with that owner.
Yeah, nothing sticks to him.
Yeah.
Nothing bad sticks to him.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what he is. He's Pam.
Like he may be able to go 4-12 and still have his job. So I'm with RJ, not the hottest seat in the AFC. I got a quick buy or sell for you guys. Will Jimmy Garoppolo will play one game this year? Buy or sell? What the hell are they doing in San Francisco?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sell. They're winning football games is what they're doing. They just won their first game of the season. How's Jimmy going to outplay CJ Beathard when he's doing that?
I'm going to buy. You got to play him eventually.
You don't. Why do you need to play him?
Well, you're going to have him next year, right?
I think so.
Well, then you got to play him.
Yeah, but you play him one game, you lose another game, man. You fall out of that top two.
How about this? Well, Jimmy Garoppolo will play 2 games this season.
Yeah, he will. So. He will, because you have to play him. You have to.
Don't they have to pay him, too?
Yeah, forget about.
Yeah.
They do. He's restricted. Forget about.
Although there's a lot of that talk that they think they can flip him for more than what they gave up to the Patriots. When the time comes, the teams are a lot more desperate and willing to move draft picks for quarterbacks.
They are not a team tanking for a pick. They have found the quarterback.
What?
Okay? They found their quarterback, Jimmy. They think so.
Oh, okay.
They're not tanking for a pick. The Giants.
But they are tanking by benching him.
No, I understand that, but like I'm saying is the mindset of their organization is we've got our quarterback, the future's bright. Okay, got to wear shades. The future's bright now. They've got good draft picks. You know, they did a really good job last year in the draft. John Lynch seems to know what he's doing. At least he knows what he's doing more than he does on the football field, because he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer over Darren Woodson. That's neither here nor there. But the point is they're not in the Giants need to tank to get that pick. The Browns, yes. The Niners have a quarterback, they think. So they're not in the tanking mode. They shouldn't be. Play the guy. Who cares if he's the third or fourth pick? Okay?
You don't have to tank just for a quarterback.
No, I know. But like, if you're not getting the overall number one pick and you get the number three, okay, is that really that bad? I'd rather know my quarterback for the next 15 years and pick two picks later than still be unknown and pick at the top.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.